Reaction to the Atlantic Coast Conference adding Stanford, Cal, and SMU.
Hey, I mean, it's no surprise, right? We knew it was coming. I mean, college football is realigning all over the map, so to speak. So obviously you have different conferences jockeying for position, trying to get new teams. And you know, this has just been the craziest offseason as far as realignment that I've ever seen. It's really going to affect the new plans for the college football playoff expansion. That's what I want to see now. How is that going to affect the 12-team expansion that they rolled out earlier this season? So, I mean, earlier this year. So, really curious to see that outcome. But, man, this is no news at this point. We knew it was coming. It was just a matter of confirming it.
Got to agree right there with Desmond Howard. Even though some people at one point were saying, Vlad, ACC, there's no way they're going to be able to schedule and do all this with Cal Berkeley and Stanford, still kind of felt that was going to happen. You really don't have any choice, am I right?
No, you don't have any choice. This is the new college football environment, man. This is the new college football world that we in, where everybody's got to get in a conference to be relevant. And it's got to be a major football conference.
And that's it. And you need the markets. You need to get out to California. And like you said, SMU does now make more sense than getting Washington State or Oregon State, because you get yourself into
Texas.
The Texas market.
Yes.
So you get yourself into Texas, California, and be damned with having to ship people all across the country. And doesn't matter. And you did hear the little bit of the snicker. It's like, now in the Atlantic Coast Conference.
Well, that's why they're going to have to change the name of the conference. Listen, the Big Ten has like 700 teams.
Big Ten doesn't care.
It's the Big 700, but they're calling it the Big Ten.
Kudos to my dude Nathan. His school, NC State, decided, all right, you know, we're not going to hold this thing up. We're going to go ahead and change our vote from no to yes and just get these schools into the ACC. It's
Florida
inevitable.
State wanted to get out. I think Florida State wants to join the SEC.
That's what I'm saying. I think Florida State and even North Carolina, they're looking to either go. I know North Carolina kind of has options with the SEC and the Big Ten. So it looks like I don't think North Carolina or Florida State
see, a
are going
like
to stay
North Carolina. A university like North Carolina is big because they bring in the college basketball lore with them. So if you put them in the Big Ten, you have a North Carolina, Michigan State, North Carolina, Michigan. It's not only going to be a big football game, but it's also going to be big college basketball games.
Yeah, that's for sure. Well, if you're one of those people like, it makes no sense why the ACC would take these teams in, well, let's dive a little deeper. Number one, you need to divide and conquer as much as you possibly can in this day and age in college sports, especially college football. Let's not be kidding ourselves that much. But you get Cal, Stanford, and SMU at a huge discount. SMU, 9 years, no broadcast media revenue. 9 years! Zero. How bad do they want to be in the ACC?
That means you know how much money they have that they could afford 9 years of not getting any television revenue?
9 years, no broadcast media revenue. Now, if you're saying, whew, Colin Stanford got off good. No. They're going to start out receiving 30% share of ACC payouts for the first couple of years. The money that they're withholding, expecting to help kind of sweeten the pot for the teams that are already in the ACC, between $50 and $60 million should be divided proportionally among the 14 full-time members and Notre Dame. Once again, Notre Dame doesn't want to commit to the football, but they'll take a little bit of the pie.
Well, when you're the king.
I know. Oh, goodness.
You get all the spoils. So the victor goes to all the spoils, and Notre Dame's the biggest victor there, boy. You have Notre Dame within your conference or anywhere near your conference, you know you're getting all the money.
You're going to get that money. So Stanford and Cal, they're going to get that 30% of a whole ACC share for the next 7 years. So for 7 years, they're getting 30% on the dollar from the ACC.
And the ACC is not even making that much.
Yeah, and they're in a terrible TV deal. A terrible TV deal that if lawyers, as soon as they find a way to break that contract, which they are working around the clock to, boom, it's done, poof.
But once that deal is done, Florida State's out.
Oh, yeah. Florida State's going to the SEC. UNC is, I'm telling you, they're going to go the Big Ten, or they're going to pick where they want to go, SEC or Big Ten. And then everybody else is going to fall where they may. But so for 7 years, Stanford and Cal 30%. For 9 years, SMU, zero broadcast media revenue. Wow. Now, if you wanted to help Stanford and Cal, the number will jump to 70% in the eighth year, 75% in the ninth year, and then full financial shares will be part of the 10th year.
Do you know how many things are going to change within those 10 years?
I mean, maybe that's why they signed. Maybe that's why SMU, like, man, in 2 years from now, this is going to look totally different. So what do we care? Let's just get in a conference, maybe not get cannibalized in the whole deal. And, you know, we'll be looking pretty coming out of the ACC. We can probably jump into somewhere and join somewhere. But, man, if you're an SMU Mustang right now, what do you think Eric Dickerson is saying about this deal, man? Like, he's got to be like, what?
Dude, if they're doing that deal, that means they're having a lot of money coming to them.
I'm just saying, you're prostituting yourself out, Vlad.
Fine. You're going to prostitute yourself out when you can.
I mean, zero. That SMU, I saw that last night, and I was watching on a computer screen. I saw something about no media revenue, and I was like, wait, did someone agree to a no media revenue deal? SMU, Southern Methodist University, Cal, Stanford, smart schools, 30% for 7 years. My goodness. My goodness. That is something right there. And that's the ACC's way of, like, trying to keep, you know, the schools that are currently in there already, you know, somewhat satisfied by robbing from, I guess, the rich. I wouldn't call them the rich that much, but taking money from the poor and redistributing it. I don't know. That deal sounds funky, man.
It's nasty work right there.
It's a funky deal, but
it's not even funky, just nasty.
But what else are they going to do? You know, the thing is this.
Can't do anything.
It's the best option available.
That's exactly the point.
When you look at those terrible numbers and then you say,
wait, who voted them? Who's the one that voted them back?
NC State. I told you my dude.
So NC State basically said, all right, you got to take this 10-year offer. That's the only way NC State was going to allow these teams to get in.
So it was FSU, North Carolina,
and NC State.
And Clemson were the three schools
Clemson
abstaining. They needed
one.
And NC State was initially said, no, we're not allowing this. But NC State eventually, in of course, sources say, because it was all done in private, NC State flipped their vote to allowing them in.
I guess when you say 10 years, you can't get no money. It's good.
And that's the thing. It's as weird of a deal it is, it's also the best deal for the ACC. Those guys can actually now bring in a little more revenue. I mean, they got to feel kind of bad that poor Stanford and Cal and SMU get nothing hardly. But as funky, once again, nasty work as you say these deals are, it was the best for both. Whoo! Best for both. You know, contracts, be careful when you sign these big, long contracts. Not always good. Not always good. The TV
not always
seems sweet at the time that you're locked in till 2038. Now it's not such a sweet deal. Not such a sweet deal.
Things change quickly, bro.
Now you see why I have commitment problems, Vlad. That's why I have commitment
problems.
No,
you're still with the Marlins.
Oh, yeah. And that, see how that worked? See how that long-term relationship is working out?
No, she didn't ever let her go to Seattle.
Well, you know, the trip was planned before we started dating. Couldn't tell her no.
Should have
told her no. You warned me about this, Vlad. You warned me. What happened? I don't want to know. I don't want to know what happened in Seattle. You know what? Some things are best to just don't know. ACC, though. And then they said, like, what did they say? Like, there's going to be one team that doesn't play football. I guess that would be Notre Dame. That would be the one school that doesn't join. Because they said
Notre Dame's not joining them. Notre Dame is only there for the ACC conference basketball, but they're not going to join the football conference.
Right. So that's the one team that they say is not going to be playing football. Because I was like, all these schools have football teams. And I was like, okay, Notre Dame's going
to Notre Dame will probably just pick the teams they want to play.
Well, don't they have that whole deal where they play four ACC opponents every year?
But if you pick the best four opponents, you know. Like, you pick Clemson and Florida State 1 year, and then pick some middle-of-the-pack teams, you're good. That's going to look good in, for your resume in the college football playoff picture.
Is it good for the ACC having these teams join, or is it bad, or is it just, that's just life?
C'est
la vie.
I don't know if that's the teams you really want, though.
That's the best you could get.
If this was academics, hell yeah.
Great, absolutely, but I don't think that makes a difference.
It doesn't make a difference in this. It's good to be smart in football, but you don't necessarily have to be smart in football.
Other than your conference having the eligibility, which every conference is going to find a way to get eligible academically. Come on, man. Because I think you have to graduate a certain amount of, you know, players and stuff like that. But still, they're going to find a way. Don't worry about that. That's easy business.
Wow, what an interception by Travis Hunter in the red zone.
I don't see what you're talking about.
Oh, they didn't. Well, it was the second TV.
Oh, okay, okay.
He made an unbelievable interception in the series before that turned the tide. Florida, TCU was driving in the red zone, and they were about to take the lead or tie the game against Colorado, and Travis Hunter made an unbelievable play. Travis Hunter's having a – if you've never seen him. Yeah, if you haven't seen him yet, he's having a, you know, welcome, I'm Travis Hunter day. This, like, he's having an introduction to the world.
Division One, our FBS, here we go. But, the way I feel about it with the ACC expansion, is it – oh, I see it right there. What a
wow, cat. Man.
Stay away from that man. He's primetime, man. Stay away from him. Don't throw
him
the ball.
Go to him.
Revis Island, man. Zero interceptions for that guy from now on because no one's throwing to him. What I was going to say about the ACC expansion with the new teams, is it a good thing? Is it a bad thing? Meh. It's a thing.
It's meh.
It is what it is. And like I said, 2-3 years from now, you think it's going to look like this?
No.
Meh.
It's probably going to be 30 more teams included.
I think, you know, Chip Kelly said it. Let them all be independent. And we'll figure it out.
I'm not upset with SMU. SMU knows what they're doing.
Good for them. I mean, you're not going to make any money for 9 years, but good for them. They're finally in the big conference. They always want to be in the Big 12, but finally in one of the big conferences. We'll see. Once again, though, that trip out to Cal is going to be fun, Vlad. I'm going to have to keep you close to the vest. I'm going to have to keep an eye on you, though, man.
Hey, listen, we're getting tweets, text messages. Frank and Kendall, Dan, look at what SMU gets in bowl conference revenue.
Right,
it's pretty sweet. But he would have preferred UConn and Memphis, and our boy Richie's from Boys said Stanford, Cal, and SMU. What's that gonna do for us? What's that gonna do for the ACC? Miami ain't gonna do nothing here. They need to go to the SEC.
No, but you get into bigger markets. That's the reason why. You could sell more advertising.
What market are they getting into? San Francisco?
San Francisco, the Bay Area, and they're getting into Dallas-Fort Worth, which is the fourth biggest city in America.
Okay, so you're talking about the fourth and fifth.
Well, you're getting, I think, 4 and 6 markets.
So you're getting top 8 markets.
Yeah, definitely top 8 markets, yeah. And you could say all of our games are in front of this many eyes. That's what they do in these. Let's go behind the scenes, Vlad, as we know. Our games and possibly in front of this many eyes, and they can do advertising prices accordingly. Doesn't matter if the teams are good.
You know we're going to get to a point with all these teams moving, right?
Yeah.
So, like, West Coast teams are now in the, like, Eastern Conferences and all that. We're not going to have a time zone anymore.
No. You know what? We're still going
to
watch.
Standard time zone is about to be eliminated.
That's it?
Yep. Everybody's going to be on the same time zone.
And I don't want to hear, man, these poor kids can't go to class. Half of them take correspondence classes, okay? So let's not, poor kids. Like, no, they're going to be okay. And you know what? If you're like, it's not preparing them for the real world, yeah, it is, because half of work is from Zoom meetings and people work from home. So if that's the argument, then I'm sorry. Call me a progressive, I guess, would be the word. Do you feel bad for the kids, Vlad? Because if I'm a volleyball player and I'm going out to California, hell yeah.
I think if you're Tallahassee, you're going out to San Francisco. That's a great 5-hour, 6-hour flight.
Hell yeah. You got a lot of time to study. Actually, the grades should go up.
If you're going, you know, if you're from Raleigh or Durham or Chapel Hill, it's a nice little flight out to California.
Nice. Get to see some things, try some new talent, see a new world. When I say try new talent, on the court or on the football field.
Or whatever.
Or whatever talent you're trying out.
Whatever court of life you like to play in.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.